More on these stories.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Generation, it gets passed on. And then one day, though.
Welcome to Generations Talk Radio. I am your host, Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers, here on Generations Talk Radio, where we are embracing aging. If you want to comment on the show today, you can give us a call at 605-4567 or join us in the chat room at kcnr1460.com. I am finally set up to read the chat, and I can respond in breaks if you have questions that you want to ask that you don't want to call in and chat about or comments you want to make. We are here every Wednesday at 9 a.m., and if you want to listen to any archived shows, you can visit my website, generationstalkradio.com, and we have lists of all the past shows there if you want to listen to anything or refer a family member to listen to a show that was of specific interest to you. As I've stated before, one of the main goals for me in doing the show weekly is with my experience in home care, 14 years of owning a home care agency, I see many families going through situations that could be avoided or lessened critically had they just had the right information, taken some steps, had a little bit more preparedness. So one goal I always have is education, education, education. So today we're going to be talking with Matthew Goodman from Everything Medical about a lot of the preventative measures families can take to keep a loved one safe at home, from equipment to home safety assessments, and what Medicare or Medicaid will cover, what is a private purchase, some preparedness ideas. If you plan on aging here in Reading in your home or have a family member that wants to age at home, this is a great show to listen to because a lot of things we can start setting up ahead of time so we're not waiting for a fall or crisis mode decision making, which is never good. And I pulled up some statistics today, kind of talking about why this is an important show for you. In 25 years, the senior population will double. We've got about 72 million aging 65 or over during the next 25 years. They call it the silver tsunami for a reason. It's also very hard for older adults to keep in touch with friends outside the family. So it's really important to be over at their home, be watching people's mobility, helping them as they start to age. Socially isolated older loved ones are more prone to illness and depression. So keeping people active, keeping people able to be in and out of their homes and not homebound aids with a lot of more productive aging years. 92% of seniors live with at least one chronic health condition. This is a huge concern for the falls that we're going to be talking about today. You can do a lot of preventative measures in the home, but it's also important to be aware of what health issues are affecting people. And there's other solutions around that to aid in keeping people safe at home. Also, 2 in 5 seniors need assistance to get through the day, whether this is a assistive aid, a walker, wheelchair, medication reminding system, or, you know, hands-on caregiving like what my agency does. You know, a lot of people say to me, well, I'm not going to worry about it. You know, I just want to die in my sleep. Well, 7% of us get to die in our sleep. The other 93% have a slow decline. And I know that those aren't great statistics, and I don't want to be the bearer of horrible news, but it is the reality of where we're at. And I want everyone to be prepared and ready for that day when it comes so that we're not in crisis mode. And I've seen many families having to move loved ones out of homes. You know, these older homes are not equipped to, whether it's doorways or ramps in and out, to deal with a situation if someone has a stroke. So in the middle of dealing with this crisis mode, getting someone out of a rehab facility, family does not have time to go back and equip a home completely to get this individual home. So they end up moving to assisted living in with a relative or something like that. So this show is really about what you can do now. And if you have been through this and you have advice, feel free to give us a call again at 605-4567. Welcome, Matthew.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
I saw you nodding in agreement to some of my comments.
Yes, absolutely.
And you get called in a lot, probably. Let's talk about your role, what you've done at Everything Medical, and what you're doing now.
I came into the whole industry about 7 years ago when I came on with the company, and I just started as a delivery driver, and then I became a certified repair technician, doing installs and things of that nature, home assessments, evaluations, and just kind of moved in actually into the medical billing field. So I'm the medical biller for the company.
So you've seen all the sides. So, which is, I think it's really important for you. If you had just come in under billing, you don't really understand what's out there in the field, and it gives you a lot more perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's been nice. I've been able to come up and kind of get a grasp of the whole kind of picture, mm-hmm. not just one piece of the pie.
Right. You're like, no, they need this to be reimbursed because I understand how bad this family needs this piece of equipment.
Right. Or if it's actually going to be covered or whatnot.
Right. So that really helps. So on the assessment side, tell me a little bit about your experience in going out to the homes. Were you mostly in crisis mode, like something major had happened, or were people planning and forward thinking?
People usually plan and do forward thinking if the person that they're helping or themselves are already in like a skilled nursing facility, mm-hmm. and something's already happened, mm-hmm. and they're on the mend, or they're already in rehab.
They're getting prepared
home.
For the home transition.
That's when you have people that are preparing for home transition. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the rest of the time, it's usually already happened, and they're just trying to fix it right now.
Right.
So it's probably a 60-40 split.
Right. Because there may have been something that could have been done to avoid the fall that landed the individual in rehab.
Correct.
And you know, we have some great rehabs, and a lot of them will also go to the home and check out the home before the release. Not everybody has time and not everybody does, but it's interesting. And in these older homes, garden track neighborhood, mm-hmm. It's tough to equip them properly. There's a lot of challenges.
These older homes around here that are, you know, built in the 40s and the 50s and things like that, they're smaller homes. So they're not as big. And then when you start putting adaptive equipment in there and things like that, home health aid, stuff like that, it just kind of shrinks this available space you have to actually maneuver around and do mm-hmm. things in.
I've had people who, you know, can't even get to the bathroom that has the shower in it. The way the home is set up, like if it's a two-story home and maybe the downstairs bathroom is just a half bath.
Right.
And the upstairs is the full bath, and yep. they physically can't get upstairs.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had an uncle who bought a house about 5 years ago, and it's beautiful, but stairs into this room, stairs down into this other room, you know, all these different. And I said, you don't plan on growing old here, right? Because, I mean, that's something to think about, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Single-story units are a lifesaver for people that have mobility issues completely.
And there are people who I've seen can afford the chair that goes up the stair.
Yeah, it's called a stair lift.
Yeah, the stair. Yeah, they're pretty pricey, though.
They're moderate.
Okay.
We do them. We install uh-huh. them, things like that. And we come out, we can assess the home uh-huh. and get you one of those if you'd like as well. They're very good for people, though. I mean, it gives you more independence.
Right.
And that's what everyone's going for, mm-hmm. you know, and these things will last 7-10 years easy without really having any problems with them.
And the chairlift, so for those of you that can't picture it, it's like a rail that goes up the staircase, and the chair the seat kind of folds down.
Yep.
And you can sit in it and hook yourself in, and then you're going backwards up the stairs.
Well, you're going sideways.
Oh, sideways up the stairs. Yeah. And usually people have like a walker downstairs and a walker upstairs.
Yep.
And because I've had a few clients that they have an office upstairs and their bedrooms upstairs, and they want to be able to come back down and up. And
absolutely.
And is that pretty easy to take out?
Yes.
Too, if you do sell.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can. I mean, the rails are based on lengths of your staircase, you know. But if you wanted to, you had the same, and you're moving from one home to another, mm-hmm. you could take it and put it in the new one as well.
Right. And we're going to talk a little bit about that as the show progresses too. What kind of changes you can make, and what's worth it in a home, what's not worth it in a home, and the things that people care about with resale. People are thinking about this kind of stuff, but we want to keep people safe in their environment as long as we can. They do better there. They're more productive there. They're higher functioning cognitively at home.
And they heal usually a lot better.
Yes, absolutely. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some fall hazards, easy, simple things you can do in your home, as well as some more tips from myself and Matt of what you can do to age safely at home. So stay tuned for more Generations Talk Radio right after this.
Just you wait and see. Be me. have never had a reason to pretend. And if the wind is right, you can find the joy of innocence again.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Freedom of the press. What does that mean today? At one time, it meant that the press had a protected status to be the watchdogs of the government and our politicians, to be neutral in their oversight of the news and politics, and to keep the people informed and the politicians honest. Sadly today, the national news is nothing more than a political puppet with a corrupt, one-sided liberal progressive agenda. We can no longer trust or believe the media, but we can put our trust in Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
North State Security is Northern California's premier private security agency, and with over 125 security officers, we're prepared to serve you effectually in whatever your challenges may be. Regardless of what your immediate or constant disturbances may be, North State Security stands ready to respond around the clock, any and every day of the year. You've seen our marked security units around town day and night, driven by our best and trained to face modern challenges with courage and poise. With an average response time of 8 minutes from initial call to our arrival, many clients find peace of mind with our special response program providing immediate protection for their personnel and customers. Call North State Security Incorporated at 243-0295 for a free consultation on the effectiveness of our services at the pinnacle of crime prevention.
Days are short. I'm in the autumn of the year. And now I think of my life as vintage wine from fine older cakes. From the brim to the dregs.
Welcome back to Generations Talk Radio. I am your host, Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. We're happy to have Bob back in the producer chair today. He was out last week, so glad you're back, Bob.
Well, a big thank you to Sue for covering for me because it was very unexpected. My wife had a procedure done. It got more complicated than we thought it would. So I missed a day, but Sue, bless her heart, was able to step in.
And it was so fun because last week was the topic was about brave women, and Sue very stepped up, was very brave.
I always tell her about her brave heart hair.
Yeah, she was great, and of course we missed you, but it was kind of like a female empowering show. So she blended right in. It might have been a little bit of estrogen for you, Bob. we are talking about aging safely at home today, and my guest is Matthew Goodman from Everything Medical. If you have a question for myself or Matthew, give us a call at 605-4567 or join us in the chat room at kcnr1460.com with your questions or comments. One of the things that Matthew and I want to bring to the airwaves today for all of you is industry, like our kind of tips and what you can do to keep your loved one safe at home. With equipment, some of it's paid for by you, some of it's paid for by Medicare or Medicaid. And some of the things, and Matthew, feel free to chime in, are just things you can do. Number one, clean up clutter.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we have been into homes, both of us. There's a pathway through the living room, right?
Yeah. And it's like, I can barely walk myself through here. How are you getting here through here with a walker or a wheelchair?
Yep. And so really keeping those. And I mean, I've even had people fall to the point where the paramedics can't get in with a gurney to get them. So it really is important to keep that clutter out of the way, to keep pathways clear.
That can just include a throw rug.
Oh, the throw rugs are number one.
You know?
Now, those accent rugs, that was a generational thing, I think, you know. And so our generation, we're not so much about all these little rugs all over the house. But the clients that we care for, a lot of them like these, you know, these round rugs, you know. And then when you're going, even on carpet or tile, when you're changing height like that with a walker or even without a walker, especially.
Sure.
Your toe hits that and down you go.
Mm-hmm.
So they are, and I, you know, I get kind of bossy when I go in and I kind of go, I really want you to stay here, Mr. Smith. Can I make a suggestion? It's usually the wife that doesn't want to pull them up, though. The husband will do it.
I could see that.
Yeah. It's decorative.
Sure. Yeah.
But
and, hey, it's their home.
Yeah. But you know. Those throw rugs are bad. Loose carpet, floorboards that stick up. Anything like that.
Threshold transitions are a big one, too.
Yep.
Especially getting like into your home. And then in your front door, out to your garage, things mm-hmm. like that. Oh, a 2-inch lip can...
Well, I read a statistic once that the more people fall when there's one stair down than they do like four, because you tend to concentrate more when there's four. That one step down...
I can see
little,
that.
That little...
Sure.
So
yeah.
Do you guys have doorway transition, things like that
absolutely.
Help with that?
Okay. All kinds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they're... Anywhere from, you know, because we try to go off of ADA compliance, mm-hmm. which is a 1-to-12 ratio. So for every inch ride, you're supposed to go 12 inches out.
Okay.
So when you're getting into, but there's also, you know, you can get away with, you just have a little half inch lip. You can get away with like a 18 inch long ramp or something like that. Something small.
Right.
You know, and for every condition can almost be different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you have a screen door that a security screen door that comes out? Well, that can make a difference too,
right.
on the type of ramp that it can
mm-hmm.
go in, or threshold ramp or anything
right.
like that. So there's always situations. That's why we try to recommend, if you can't come in and give us pictures or things like that, you know, if you can, have us come out to you and do a home assessment so that we can suggest and go into your whole home and see what we think could help you with mm-hmm. the conditions that you are trying to fix or deal with.
Right. And I think that threshold ramp, I didn't even realize that. So that's something I learned today.
Yeah.
Because that is important. And again, as we talked off air earlier, a lot of the things that Everything Medical provides makes it safer for my staff to care for people in their home too. And we want to have a safe situation for everybody.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. This adaptive equipment is for the person that's using it, but it's also for the people that are helping or caring for the people that need the help.
Mm-hmm.
Because then if your caregiver gets hurt, then...
Then we're in big trouble.
You're both.
Yeah. And in that threshold stuff and in the ramp stuff, you're dealing with someone trying to help somebody up. If that person trips and falls onto the family member or the mm-hmm. caregiver, you're both injured now.
Yes. I mean, especially if you're coming home from a rehabilitation procedure or something mm-hmm. like that, sometimes it's hard to lift your foot an inch and a half up off the ground.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So.
And we're going to hit on this multiple times through the show, but Everything Medical will come out. Would you say $35?
Yeah, local is a $35
fee. $35 fee, which to me is way worth it to have them come out and look at the home. And, you know, if you have someone that has a drop foot or, you know, a Parkinson's and different things like that that make that mobility hard through the doorways, you know, from the house out into the garage, out to the backyard.
Absolutely.
To see what your options are. And it may be in some older homes that, you know, you're going to have to go out the front door and around the back. Maybe the back door won't work. I mean, sometimes that does happen, right?
Absolutely.
You can still get outside, but it may be like, okay, let's figure out the best way we can do this so that you can have the independence and the safety.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Also that way it might be less expensive to, you know, have to walk an extra 20 feet, mm-hmm. but if you're saving a bunch of money,
right.
And okay.
Right. We want to be cost effective with what we're spending
absolutely.
To do it. Absolutely. And then the other thing to think about is installing grab bars and handrails, which you guys also do.
Correct.
And you'll make suggestions as far as where you think those should go and things like that.
Yep. Absolutely. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's more done with the person that's actually going to be using the equipment more in the home, so we can adapt it to their actual
right. So they can
personal
like
needs.
sit on top of the toilet, how they're getting up, how high
and
they
see
are.
Where your hand's going to
right.
go. Okay, well, we need to put something like right in there.
Because by the way, the towel rack is not a grab bar.
No, it's not. And using the sink across the way to help pull you up is not really a good option either.
I haven't heard of the sink coming off the wall, but I have heard of the towel rack coming off the wall.
Oh, you bet. Yeah.
And the great thing is that their staff will help you decide where is the best placement for these items. And sometimes in certain showers, whether it's like actual tile versus like the cheaper, wall coverings, sometimes you can't drill into that.
Correct.
So we want to not do damage to your home. We want you to be able to pull these grab bars out at some point.
Oh yeah.
And caulk that up and paint it and not do any damage to your home.
Sure.
And obviously if the best place is somewhere where it's going to mess with something, you guys can discuss that and decide how you want to proceed. What do you think of the suction cupped grab bars? Are those pretty sturdy? Or
well, when you have a fiberglass insert shower, you don't have many other options than that, depending on how the backing is on the back of your shower. So they do work, yes. You got to remember it's a weight bearing assistive device.
Okay,
it's not there to actually take your full weight when like you're trying to get like you fell, you're trying to get yourself up. It's there. Oh, hey, I'm not feeling good. I need to hang on to this for a minute. Otherwise, I need to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Which, in that case, maybe you should have like a shower chair,
right?
In your
yeah. So
bathroom.
The grab bar is really meant to pull you up.
It's an assistive device.
That's interesting. So the suction cup one is more of like balance or something like that. Okay.
Yeah. There's different types, different models. There's ones that have an indicator on it to show that if it's attached well or not. But they do work.
Mm-hmm.
I just tell people test them before you use it.
Right.
Before you get in the shower.
And definitely, as Matthew alluded to, having a shower bench in there. And P.S., the bench that you shave your legs on is not considered a shower bench.
Yeah, that little.
I think people go, because I always say, especially if we're going to be helping with a shower, when I do our home assessment, I go, let me see the shower because I want to be sure that I feel safe with my caregiver assisting you in there. And we go in and it's this, teeny, teeny shower with this little bench that was, you put your shower gel on it. That's not, it's super low. It's not a bench. We ideally want to have a nice sturdy shower bench and a handheld shower nozzle, which you guys also have the handheld shower nozzle.
Yes, we do. Yep.
And I believe you have the ones that are lighter weight, so if they drop it, it doesn't hurt them. They're not like the huge metal ones.
Right. And you can get them too with we can get a clip on the side. Let's say like you do have a shower chair.
Uh-huh.
You can get them you can put a clip on the side so you can hive it on there while you're doing your stuff.
Because I know I've been out to a lot of families where they've tried to transition mom into the shower bench, but they didn't get the handheld shower nozzle. So, well, I'm like, you're just sitting there with this water just hitting you in the face. You can't move. I don't want a shower like that either.
Right.
So
yeah.
A lot of times I'm like, get her the handheld shower nozzle. All of a sudden she can control where the water is hitting her. It's much more reasonable expectation at that point.
Yeah.
It
doesn't feel like you're just getting rained
drenched
on.
Yeah. Because, and the other thing with, while we're on the bathroom topic is, If you'll do this too, sometimes people naturally always want to bathe in the bathroom they're used to bathing in, but they forget to think about the other bathrooms. And it may be a tub situation, but there's sliding benches that slide over the edge of the tub into the shower, which give a lot more room for the caregiver to help you. So you guys will help them look at not just the bathroom they're in, but is there a better bathroom in the home maybe they haven't thought of using?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Try to come up with solutions that will best serve the person for their needs.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of times if you're dealing with a smaller bathroom, they're used to showering in it though. That's the routine.
Right.
But now they have a toilet riser. They're using a walker. They're trying to get in this shower. My caregiver's trying to be in there with them.
Yeah.
Or a family member. We've got way too many people in a small space. If there was a balance issue.
Yeah. And you're finding that more in these older homes around here. Absolutely. They're smaller bathrooms.
Yeah. And people go, we just don't even like to shower because that's the bathroom I use. And they don't even think about that guest bathroom.
Right.
Oh, well, we've never used it. It just has a shower curtain. And then all of a sudden we're like, no, here's the other options. Because they think, oh, mom can't step over the edge.
Right. Well, if mom can't step over the edge, then that's what, it's called a tub transfer bench. So that's, it's a bench that it's halfway out of the shower or a little bit out of the shower and then the rest of it's in it. So what she can do is the person can sit on it, put their legs in the tub, slide over. And then
it's solved. And whoever invented that is amazing.
And they make them that are just standard. They make them that are sliding. They make them where the seat swivels for someone like that can't actually get sideways in. So there's all kinds.
There's
of
a
options.
Lot of options. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely.
And those are things that in working with you guys, you can bring out and show them how and see what works the best for them before they buy it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, we're going to take a little break and come back and talk more about everything medical, what they offer and how to keep your loved one safe at home. So stay tuned here for Generations Talk Radio on KCNR 1460.
coming home now, real soon.
You've been gone.
I'm coming home, baby.
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
I'm coming home, I know I'm overdue.
Since you went away,
expect me any day now, real soon.
This Valentine's weekend, the Cascade Theater is hosting a Silver Screen Classic Date Night. Bring your sweetheart to this romantic cocktail party starting at 6 with live music and dancing from Al Mirrors and Tyler Mansfield, themed drinks, a jewelry giveaway from Devon's Jewelers, and then the Audrey Hepburn Classic Breakfast at Tiffany's on the Cascade Big Screen at 7:30. Sunday, February 11th at the Cascade. Get tickets and info at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck reek? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 31 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cause you know just what to say, and you know just what to do. And I want to tell you so much.
Welcome back to Generations Talk Radio. I am your host, Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. If you want to listen to any archive shows, feel free to visit our website. It's generationstalkradio.com. Or give us a call here at 605-4567. You can also always email me, Sharon@ReadingHomeHelpers.com, with any other questions or suggestions for guests if you have somebody that you think would be a good person to have on the show. My guest today is Matthew Goodman from Everything Medical. He is currently a billing specialist.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to call you.
Yeah, we'll call that.
Has been with a company for about 7 years and started off out in the homes, visiting with families, helping with equipment needs, doing safety assessments, working his way up to where he is now. So he really understands the dynamics of what's needed in the home and how to get it paid for.
I still get out there every once in a while,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you still get out there.
Oh, yeah.
And so you guys have a new location.
Yeah, we moved last April to Athens Avenue. We're at 2376 Athens Avenue now.
Old Pier 1.
Yep.
The Old Pier 1 for those older in Reading. And I will say, the Hilltop location, I love the retail there, but this is so much bigger and parking is easier.
Parking was the biggest thing, especially on Hilltop.
And if you don't blink, you'll miss it on Hilltop. You know, it comes up quick. Mm-hmm. Getting people in and out of the car, if you want to take your loved one over. I know you guys have the biggest retail space in Reading as far as...
I think probably in... a bigger area than that.
Yeah. And so it's a great location. They have all kinds of wonderful things to try. You know, you go in there and you don't even realize what you might be needing.
That,
you know,
that usually is what happens. Someone's comes in for, oh, my mom needs a walker. My dad could use a cane. Next thing you know, they're just kind of walking around. Oh, you guys got some really neat stuff. You know, okay,
right.
Well, you got any questions? Let us know.
Right.
And next thing you know, they're looking at bath aids or a bath bench. Even some other things like supplies that you need for, like, let's say bandages, things mm-hmm. like that, incontinence issues,
right?
All
that one
sorts
thing,
of
the
things.
Grabber.
You like those grabbers.
Yeah, yeah, the little grabber in case you drop something. So there's a lot, you know, I have had people, you know, you don't even, when you're in crisis mode, and we've talked about that during the show, and you have a loved one that's had some issues, you kind of go blank with, like, I've had people call me and go, I can't even get him up to go to the bathroom. My back is hurting. He's hurting. He had a back fracture. And I'm like, have you thought of a urinal? You know, and no, I haven't, you know, and so, you know, this is a great resource. If you're in the area, stop by. If you have aging parents, to be prepared. If you're a retiree yourself, just to pop in there, walk around, see what they have to offer so that you know down the road, I'm not ready for this stuff yet, but I want to know what's available to me should I need it at some point.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's usually how it actually kind of starts. People, like children for their parents, like, you know, looks like mom could maybe start using some stuff. Dad might need some things here down the road. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, people come in and they're like, wow, really neat. And then next thing you know, you got a kid buying a scooter for their parents so they can take them on trips with them. You know, mm-hmm. the ones that break down, go on the back of the vehicle. It's really convenient. Mm-hmm. And you don't understand or think of these things. Or a lift chair, you know. Mm-hmm. My dad's having problems getting up, but he loves his recliner, you know.
Right.
What do we do?
Or the basket that goes on the walker.
Absolutely.
So mom's not, you know, got all the stuff in her hands all mm-hmm. the time.
Yep.
Yeah. So one of the things that I wanted to mention, because lots of people go, oh, I don't need a walker. My dad had one and my mom's using it now, or things like that. And Medicare, correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. generally speaking, will pay for a walker every 5 years or with a major change of condition.
Correct. So, that's basically true.
Right.
There's certain things that Medicare states that we adhere to, and that there's it's called a local coverage determination, which Medicare sets guidelines for needs of medical necessity based on your condition.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is if you have not received the equipment in the last 5 years and you qualify for the medical necessity for the equipment to help you with your activities for daily living, mm-hmm. For mobility or otherwise, yes, it's possible that it could be covered.
Right. I know it's hard to guarantee, but you guys will do your best to get it covered with a prescription.
Prescription, chart mm-hmm. notes, things of that mm-hmm. nature.
Mm-hmm. And so, but if, let's just say someone has some balance issues and they've never had a walker, mm-hmm. they can ask their doctor for a prescription to get one.
Correct. Yeah. Usually the way it starts is the doctor orders a prescription. And what they can do then is either they can give it to the patient and they can bring it in, or the patient can, or the doctor's office can fax it to us if the patient requests that.
Mm-hmm.
And then that kind of gets the ball going mm-hmm. to get us, you know, then once we have that prescription in hand, we can start asking the doctor's office or the primary care physician, whoever signed the order, for the necessary, chart notes and documentation that we mm-hmm. need to see that, okay, this person does qualify and get
right.
and needs the equipment. Because if Medicare does audit it, then we need to have that all
right.
checked off
right.
in a list so we can just say, here's
which
why we think.
They're doing a lot more of
yes.
These mm-hmm. days. One of the things I just want to make sure people understand is when you get prescribed a walker, they're looking at weight, height, what mobility issues, what diagnosis you have. So putting your mom, who's 5'2", in a walker that was prescribed to Uncle Bob,
who was 6'3",
yeah, is more dangerous probably than having mom have nothing. I mean,
yeah.
these are wider, they're tall. Now her body's moving in ways it's not even supposed to be moving. And I mean, I've had family members run over to CVS and just grab one of the rolling four-wheeled walkers. Those are for certain people. It can be dangerous in the house.
Yeah.
People can be moving too fast. That's for more outside. than it is inside, though I'm not going to say for sure, but it's all medically related. So if someone has Parkinson's versus a hip fracture versus different things, you know, for a family just to run out and buy something without really getting medical advice on it can put someone in danger too.
Yeah, and when it comes to those kind of situations, it's more on cognitive ability of the person that's using the equipment as well. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, a four-wheel walker, a walker with a seat, can still be used in the home, absolutely. You know, it's because, let's say, you know, you can walk, but you can only walk 15 feet before you need to rest for a minute or two. Mm-hmm. Well, that's why you have that equipment in your home, so you can still use everything you
need. They just go really fast. So, right, cognitively, if you're impaired, you may not be paying as much attention to how fast you're
Or you might say, oh, I need to sit down and not remember to lock the brakes on it. And then it goes out from underneath and you fall.
Right. And those are things that you guys are working on and with the doctors working on with them to talk to make sure it's the right fit.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, we can recommend things, but we don't know your condition as well as your doctor does.
Right.
So that's why we go off of their prescription and order. So they initiate it with that prescription. And then that's when we get involved after the fact. We can't do anything until we get that prescription in hand.
And I think it's really important. And I'm always looking to save people money. So if you can get a walker in, like, so let's say your mom had a four-wheel walker and she had a stroke and that four-wheel walker now doesn't work.
Right.
This is a situation that may trigger another Medicare paid for walker potentially because her condition changed in the stroke. Maybe she can't use the four-wheel one.
That comes down to coding issues.
Okay.
There's kind of like a ladder when it comes to this. So you can get worse, but if you get better, it doesn't work as well, unfortunately, because and that's based on the coding of how a walker and a walker with a seat is coded. So if Medicare pays for the walker with a seat, that means they've already paid for a walker because of the coding, the medical billing coding that's involved with it. Doesn't mean you can always try.
Right.
You go through probably an appeal process and things like that. But it would almost be like, well, then maybe be time for a manual wheelchair.
Right.
Instead.
And the other great thing that Medicare won't cover, but is a great thing that lots of families know about is the transport chair.
Yes.
Transport, which are not super expensive. They're meant to be pushed with your loved one in it. It's not like they're rolling it like a wheelchair. But when you're going to like appointments outside, it's raining, you're going to be, walking a far distance.
Right.
And they're super lightweight to put in the car. So the caregiver person is not having to lift something really heavy like a wheelchair.
Yeah. A standard wheelchair on average weighs anywhere between 45 and 55 pounds. Those transport chairs weigh about 15 to 17, depending on what kind you get. And the nice thing about the transport chairs is they'll break down actually
super easy. The legs
small.
Come off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they're great. So that we actually have a couple that we loan out because we have someone who all of a sudden is having some issues with balance. We want to get something out there really quick.
Sure.
But that's another great one. So I encourage anyone who's listening to pop over there and check out their space. One of the other great things that's covered most of the time is the 3-in-1 commode riser. What do you call it?
It's called a 3-in-1 commode.
Yeah.
Actually, there's not a... They are covered, but according to Medicare, with the local coverage determination, the only way they're actually covered is if you don't have a bathroom on the same room as the same floor as your bedroom, you're bed bound, or if there's no actual bathroom in your home.
Okay. But however, some of this stuff is worth buying.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, that if you're even if you have Medicare and you have a fall and you go to rehab and they pay for part of it, but then there's a share of cost. I mean, you think about what adds up down the road with all of these expenditures because of that preventable fall.
It's cheaper to spend $70 on a commode than it is $4,000 in your deductible in the hospital because of something, like a fall.
And this commode, for those of you who aren't familiar with it, it can be used bedside. It has a bucket in the seat and it's just like a little toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can take the bucket off, put it over your toilet, and it acts as a riser with and it has rails on the sides of it. Or you can actually put it in the shower.
If it'll fit. In the footprint of the commode,
And then you can use it as a bench. So that's why it's the 3-in-1.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for folks that, have good days and bad days, and I keep bringing up Parkinson's, but that's been in my mind a lot. I have a lot of Parkinson's folks right now. you wake up, some days you have more strength than other days. And people like that, we want them to get to the restroom if we can get them there safely, but there may be a day you can't. And this is great. You can just bring it right to them.
Yep.
Instead of doing three transfers to get someone out of bed, into the wheelchair, onto the toilet, back into the wheelchair, and back into bed, we can transfer them simply from bed to commode, from commode back to bed.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, and they make, you know, liners and things like that for it. So it makes cleanup and things like that really nice and simple. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they work just fine.
It's we want people to have more independence and be safe in their home, and that's what our goal is. Well, we're going to take a quick break and be back with our final segment. We'll let Matthew chat about anything that he wants to talk about we haven't mentioned. I have a couple final thoughts. Stay tuned for more Generations Talk Radio here on KCNR 1460.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The Ten Tenors are coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium March 16th with their acclaimed show, Wish You Were Here, a celebration of legends featuring the music of David Bowie, Prince, Amy Winehouse, John Lennon, Michael Jackson, Freddie Mercury, Whitney Houston, and more. Fresh off their 20th anniversary world tour, the Ten Tenors return with their show, Wish You Were Here. With over 700 sold-out shows, six albums that have gone platinum and gold, it's the Ten Tenors. Don't miss your opportunity to experience this international singing sensation live at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets for this soon-to-be sold-out show, the Ten Tenors, March 16th. Go to readingcivic.com for your tickets today. Tickets are also available at the Civic box office or by calling 229-0022.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for a very special Valentine's night, February 14th. That's Lady Bott and the Bluebirds at Elements Lounge in Wind River Resort and Casino. $55 per couple with your club card. Free slot play, steak and lobster, champagne and dessert. Sound delicious? Limited seating on Valentine's night with a 4 p.m., a 6 p.m., and 8 p.m. reservation. Call 243-3377 for your Valentine's reservation today.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Blue moon.
Welcome back to Generations Talk Radio. I am your host, Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. My guest today has been Matthew Goodman from Everything Medical, and we've been chatting about safety and equipment. And I think as the baby boomers continue to age and we have our silver tsunami coming, more and more resources are going to be brought into the home. You know, the senior centers, the bingo and lunch and all of that, they're nothing the baby boomers want to do.
No.
They want to stay in their homes. They want to be independent.
Well, it's cheaper, actually, in the long run, mm-hmm. to live in your home than mm-hmm. it is in a facility or something of that nature.
Correct.
And people would rather be in their home.
Yeah, better quality of life.
Yep, exactly.
And I think we're going to see more and more and more people making retrofit things to their homes. You know, if you're retiring and downsizing, you know, keep in mind some of the things we've discussed today as far as doorways. And,
yes.
You know, how your bathroom is set up, especially if you're, you know, building a home.
Multi-story units.
Yeah. That whole, make sure there's a bathroom, a full bath downstairs too.
Right.
All of those things are really important. And, you know, it's not anything anyone loves to think about, aging and getting where your mobility is a problem, but it is coming for all of us. And I'm here to tell you, like, let's prepare ourselves for
it. Well, I have people that come in the store and they say, don't get old. And I say, well, it beats the alternative.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely. Some of the other fall prevention, lighting. Lighting is a huge one for fall prevention too. To have well lit areas in your home,
mm-hmm.
Wearing good sturdy shoes with grips on them, living on one level, which we talked about.
Yeah.
Even if you're careful going up the stairs, there's still so much risk with that, with the stairs. You know, unless you have the thing we talked about.
Oh, the stair lift.
The stair lift.
Yeah. Well, I mean, shoot, people that are totally capable, young and healthy fall down the stairs.
So. Yeah. Luckily, we bounce back a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit more. What do you think, in your opinion, is the biggest, like, risk that you see when you go into homes? What is the most common thing that you see when you're in there as far as, like, safety and...
It's usually in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Bath safety is usually number one.
Yep.
Because that's where a lot of your transfers are happening and where... Tight spaces can not necessarily be a good thing.
And slippery.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
We have our direct link button, which you can push if you fall. It's a personal emergency response system. In fact, we have, I think, flyers at your guys' place about it. But,
yeah.
You know, those buttons work in the shower to, you know, they're watertight and you can call for help. But you've already fallen.
Yeah.
So, you know, that if you fall in a slippery space like that, in a bathroom like that, the chances of getting out of that without an injury are pretty slim. I mean, you've got a lot of metal and shower doors and,
yeah, you probably see more of that end of it than I have.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, so we want to not see you. I mean, I have people that walk past my booth when I'm at events all the time and go, home helpers, I don't need you. And I go, and I think, good.
Yeah.
You know, I hope you never do, but I want you to be prepared. I've, you know, been doing this for 14 years. You've been doing it for 7. I'd much rather come in during a joyful time of life, educating people on what we do, dealing with what medical issues you're getting. If you've been unfortunate enough to get, you know, a Parkinson's or some other type of mobility problem, let's fix things before, you know, there's a major crisis.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and we've been talking a lot about in-home bath safety and things like that. Well, you know, you can also think about there's people that have more degenerative conditions and things like that, you know, where you might need more specialized equipment just to help yourself and your caregivers for alleviating maybe pressure relief or things like mm-hmm. that. And, you know, we do all that as well. We have it. We have an ATP on staff. We have a couple of power mobility specialists that can really come. And if you need certain specific things, they're very knowledgeable and they know how to help get the equipment that you need to help relieve in your conditions.
Right.
So you can hopefully heal more quickly, or just maintain a good,
more productive life.
A good balance and more productive lifestyle.
And not, I know those aren't what I would refer to, but you guys do rent some stuff too, which I think is really important to mention. I wanted,
mm-hmm.
And one of the things is the lift chairs.
Yes.
And I had my grandmother at home and I wasn't sure it would work.
Right.
And I thought it was like $150 for the month or something like that. And this was a few years ago, so maybe it has gone up, but they deliver it for free. I get to use it for a month before, because Medicare will cover a part of it, a small part of it.
Correct.
At times. Again, I don't want to throw that out there. I mean, it's a moving object in a life system there, but for $150 or whatever it is, it's, you know, try it out for the month. It's free delivery, free pickup.
And
see if you like it. See if mom likes it.
And if she likes it, and with our rental agreement, if she likes it, that first month rental can go up towards the full purchase price of the equipment.
Perfect. And in our case, she was on hospice, so it wasn't really something that we thought we'd need for long.
Right.
So renting it, or if you have someone who's maybe going to be being moved So it's not a long-term thing that they're going to need, you know, the rental. And I know you rent hospital beds, too.
Correct.
And well, Hoyer lifts and Hoyer, stuff like
yeah,
that.
All yeah, all that. All that stuff yeah. we do go through insurance. We also do rent privately. Mm-hmm. And that also includes the power scooters, power wheelchairs, all of it.
So if they were going on a trip.
Just no bath stuff.
Right, yeah. Obviously, we don't want to do that. On the power scooter, though, if they were going to go on a trip and they wanted to just rent one for the trip.
Absolutely.
That could happen.
It actually happens a lot. People, you know, they're here and they're going on a trip down. They're going
Disneyland.
To a car show or something, you know. Or people are coming into town from out of town and they need it for something. Maybe it's going on at the convention center or something like that. Yeah, absolutely.
That's great. Yeah, because let's say their mom has one on the other end. Maybe she's flying from Washington State or something.
Yep.
We get her on the plane. She lands in Reading. Mm-hmm. She's wanting it here.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a hard one to transport on a flight or even... I mean, you can take them in your car, you said, but probably for long distances it might be...
No, you can take them long distances. Yeah, yeah, they break down.
That's
just fine.
Yeah, I think, again, I feel like, you know, I learn more and more, and I'm so glad I had you on today, because especially that... The threshold thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I know all about the ramps and everything. And back to that, you guys will come out as far if they need a ramp to get back in the house, look at that, quote it out, oversee the install of it and all of that.
Yeah, we even have portable ramp rentals that you need as well. If you need those just for a short time, absolutely.
That's great because, maybe it's, again, I like that. It's so much flexibility because let's say they're like, okay, down the road, we know we're going to have to move mom in with us. Let's get this set up for now, but while we make our decisions, we're not locked into a long-term thing at this point.
Right.
Because I know a lot of families, again, it's hard enough to deal with the falls happen, the strokes happen, something's happened, and now we're trying to retrofit a house to get mom home.
Mm-hmm.
So the more, I know we do our services on a temporary basis, knowing that you guys have that too.
Yeah.
Let's get someone home and kind of get our bearings.
Yep. And then, you know, later on, if they want to do a more permanent kind of ramp system, we do those as well. And then sometimes, you know, like if you have someone that lives in a modular home or something like that, they might need, we do vertical platform lifts as well if they need that because the ramp for the length that they need just won't fit in the space that they have.
And I will say, I think for $35 to have that assessment done, if you plan on staying in your home, if you have a loved one who wants to stay in their home, that is so worth it. Because, again, you may not need everything right now, but just to have somebody come out, here's what I would suggest. You know, none of us want to put stuff in people's homes before they need it, but just to know what's out there for you, what the recommendations are for down the road.
And it puts a thought in your mind for when you do might actually need it.
And I do want to say, personally, that we work a lot with Everything Medical, and the staff there is so helpful. Every time we purchase a lot of things for our clients there, and the gals in the office and out in the showroom are so helpful, and so it is something where you're on, it's a learning curve.
Oh yeah.
So if you walk in and you're not really sure what you need or how to help your parents, they're great at what their inventory is. They're great at showing you around and answering questions.
Yeah. Usually if you just give us your situation, we can start giving you ideas of how to help make things better for you.
And that's what we want you to stay safely at home and not have the fall to start with, if we possibly can. Well, again, I want to thank Matthew for joining me today. Give us your contact info and address again. And
So we're Everything Medical. We're at 2376 Athens Avenue in Reading. Our phone number is 530-223-3633. And if you ever need to fax us, it's 530-223-3636.
And remind us again of your service area.
Oh, yeah. So we'll go all the way from the coast to the Oregon border, Susanville and past that, towards Nevada, and down towards Marysville-Yuba City area. We can go down to Clear Lake and stuff like that if we need to sometimes.
That $35 safety, though, is here in the Reading
area. That's here in the Reading area.
Yeah, I want to make sure we say that.
Yeah.
My mom's in Yuba City. Can you drive on? Yeah. if they need equipment, you guys will go and take it to them.
And we'll work with your insurances as much as possible to get you what you need.
And you'll be honest with them as far as whether it's going to be covered, what the out-of-pocket might be. You're really good at communicating that, I know.
You got to be like that up front.
There's no surprises
later on.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
I want to thank all of you for listening. Again, this is Generations Talk Radio. We're here every Wednesday live at 9 a.m. And if you want to reach out to me outside of the show, Sharon@ReadingHomeHelpers.com. You can listen to any archived shows at GenerationsTalkRadio.com. I actually have a YouTube channel now, and I think I have like 3 subscribers. So, ooh. Bob, I know that you're chomping at the bit to get on there. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Generations Talk Radio. And I'm always putting on there who our guests are coming up. And so you can tune into the show or, again, listen to the archived versions. Don't forget, do not regret growing older. It is a privilege denied to many. We will see you here next Wednesday at 9 a.m. for Generations Talk Radio. Have a great day.
And we are coming up on 10 a.m. We've got Town Hall News at the top of the hour, followed by 2 hours of Laura Ingram. Community Talk Radio for the North State AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta Redding. The news brought to you by...